I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story. When it comes to groundbreaking female artists, you have to include singer-songwriter and guitarist Paula Cole, who released her 11th studio album last year. Low, her first album in nearly a decade, was written entirely by Cole.
I'm running away from all the noise, to the forest, to a low and plaintive voice, to the river, like Narcissus, to see my reflection.
Paula Cole won the Best New Artist Award at the 1998 Grammy Award Ceremony. The same year, she became the first woman to be nominated for Producer of the Year without a male collaborator.
And I didn't know I was, like, cracking any ceiling. I didn't know anything about who had been nominated for what. In fact, I confess I never even watched the Grammys before I was on it. You know, I didn't grow up with much television, and I was just so busy working through my, you know, younger adult life that I didn't have the time to sit down and watch the Grammys. So I didn't know. I just knew that I was, like, trying to advocate for what I felt was right for my musical expression. And I realized, well, if I just don't have a middleman that's a producer, I could just communicate directly and make the decisions directly. And it was really hard to be taken seriously. And then I realized later when I was nominated for that Grammy, why? Because it just wasn't done very often. Usually young women were produced by a senior male, and they helped liaison the artist to the record company. But it was an old-fashioned way of doing it. And I'm proud that I self-advocated. You know, sometimes it's hard, but you have to speak up for yourself. You know, we all have to do that.
Oh, I know your back hurts from working on the tractor. How do you take your coffee, my sweet? I will raise the children if you pay all the bills. Where is my job away? Where is my
I'm sure you're also very proud that you were one of the early performers of the Lilith Fair. I mean, what a difference that made in music when it came to female performers and the power of the lyrics and the expression.
What a wonderful thing that was. Thanks for mentioning Lilith Fair. Really proud to have been part of its inception. I was opening for Sarah McLachlan. You rarely saw two women on a bill as well. Promoters just didn't want to put two women on a bill. They said it wouldn't sell. The audience would just erupt. There was this feeling, this wave, this zeitgeist. We all knew that it needed to change.
Paula Cole grew up on jazz and performed at NJ PAC's tribute to Peggy Lee last year. You can hear my entire conversation with Paula Cole at WBGO.org. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.